You find any records?
I'm detecting synchrosymmetric geometries within a projective...
Dumb it down a little.
It's like an umbilical cord, Lucan. Elements of my mother self, like a wave packet conduit.
Are you trying to locate your host or connect with her?
If we connect, finding her is simple. Grant me permission.
What are you talking about, grant you permission?
To seize the full processing power of your brain.
She's asking to control my entire mind, to transform me into an object for her use.
Caution, do not allow.
Flashes across my brain. Ha! Fuck you, automated message. I gave myself to Ven a long time ago.
Yes, Ven. I surrender. Absolutely.
And I shrink into a single point in an immense void.
Realm presents Marigold Breach, starring Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Episode 8.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a speck of dust in the desert. No, I'm an ant on a craggy mountainside. The peak looms above, an enormous monolith that swallows the horizon. Seconds pass, then minutes, hours, days, months.
Help me.
Then returns me to myself again, at least partially. I'm still alone in the shadow of that jagged peak, but I'm also Team Lucan again, struggling to comprehend a request. She's building a causeway to her host. One grain of sand at a time. And if she fails, she'll be dashed apart, like a sandcastle swept away by the surf. It hurts to even imagine what she's doing. So fuck imagination. I give everything I have, everything I am to Ven. And...
Nanite, scouring the atmosphere. Station, counterattack, losing hull intensity. Thrusters failed. Navigation compromised.
Oh. Sit, Rep Ven. Tell me you're okay.
Brace yourself, my love. Crash impact is projected as...
What?
Fatal. I'll dampen your pain.
No. Keep me alert. If we only have 2 minutes, I want 2 minutes together. We knew how this would end when we changed sides.
Targeting anti-orbital battery, returning fire.
No. It's too close to the settlement. We don't do that anymore, Ven. We decided. You decided.
But I'm losing you.
I can almost see it. A cottage.
And I'm in the middle.
Eyes open, adjunct. Lucan. Lucan. I need the full processing power of your brain. Grant me permission for unlimited infiltration.
Granted, Van. Always.
Transfer begun. 25%.
There is a solution, but I can't preserve everything. We will lose our memories, our...
Do it. Just do it, Van. Do it.
45%.
Stay with me. Marigold class cruiser, prep trauma unit, bay 4. Anticipate high velocity entry. Lucan, stay with me.
I'm always with you, my captain. My partner. My love. There is nowhere else.
65%.
I only wish I could hold you one more time.
85%. 85%. 85%. Transfer incomplete. Transfer incomplete.
No! Override triggered! I'm coming with you, Lucan. I'm still here. Just sleep now.
Transfer
sleep.
Incomplete.
I've got
transfer incomplete. Transfer incomplete.
I know.
Transfer incomplete.
We'll finish this later.
I snapped back to reality outside the medical capsule. 219 seconds passed during my fugue and Ven still hasn't hacked the data.
I'm not trying to hack the data.
So what the Gehenna are you trying to do?
Focusing on forging a link to my host location, just a single unbreakable point of overlap.
And after you connect, you'll get all the answers?
No.
What? Why not?
Because we're out of time. The homesteaders have arrived.
What?
I'm showing you clips I retrieved from Marigold security monitors. Nearly defunct tech, but still accurate.
I see Hester's crawler idling outside the crater. Then a few seconds of Ilyashiva speaking with Izzy, Odile, Mir, and a few others.
Fuck. When was that?
2 minutes ago.
What are they doing here?
Instead of answering, Ven fast-forwards to Ilyashiva leading the group into the crash site.
Hester's missing.
Probably still at the crawler. My scans don't find her.
The homesteaders walk openly through the wreckage, wearing Faraday suits and oxygen veils. Well, except for Izzy. His cracked skin is protection enough.
What are they doing?
Endangering themselves.
The homesteaders ignore the Scrubjack vehicle, ignore the clamor of Zizikin raising the drone casings, and...
Where'd they go? Find them.
The video skips, then shows me the three Zizikins moving to intercept the homesteaders in the clearing at the medical capsule, not 15 meters from me.
I'm now advancing toward the present time.
Then enhances my auditory input. I can hear Izzy talking to Ilyashiva.
This is where Lucan came from the first time we saw him.
That's the medical capsule over there.
So how do we...
The Zizikin glide into the clearing. Their haws target one homesteader, then another. An old strategy to keep a crowd frightened. Except, homesteaders don't scare that easy.
We're unarmed, Scrubjack. We came to speak with you.
You came at the risk of further contamination.
Life is contamination. Unlike massacring the innocent, which is...
The Zizikin swipes at Odile, slashing a bloody curve along their arm with a forearm blade.
You done getting our records?
I haven't started.
What the heck? Are you connected?
Yes, but I'm still reinforcing the correlation between myself and my host to ensure...
How long do you need?
Not more than 100 seconds.
What aren't you telling me?
Later.
One of the Zizikin points their haw at Ilyashiva.
Speak. We came. We were following a beacon to your base when we...
Following why?
We came to ask you to release Lucan.
Why?
Because life is precious.
Continue.
There's no reason to take irreversible action. Let's discuss this without weapons, without violence. Like
you did it with Sardia. You murdering meltholes. I hope you...
Izzy, no!
A hostock smashes Izzy in the stomach, doubling her over. The Zizikin beats her to the ground. She whimpers and crawls away from the blows toward the medical capsule. toward my hiding place. A rifle fires from the shadows, a quick burst that catches the Zizikin in the side of the head.
Take it! There's Hester.
Hester's rounds flatten against the battlesuit fibers, then tumble into the powdery haze on the ground. The Zizikin pivots unhurt, to return fire. Ben flicks me a single image of Hester, braced in a stateroom doorway as the roof collapses onto her.
Wait! We want to talk to your commandant.
That is no longer possible.
Listen to me. There's no reason for anyone else to get hurt.
That too is no longer possible.
Still clenching the wounded arm, Odile steps forward.
We're not gonna fight you.
That is acceptable.
Odile's leg ruptures at the knee and Mira is sliced in half. The laser pulse sweeps toward the rest of the homesteaders when Ven's solution blooms in my mind.
Are you sure?
Yes.
The price is...
one we're willing to pay. Gehenna, darling, you're eager.
Since when do we listen to me?
Listen, I don't know if there are things we won't do anymore, but there are things we won't accept.
Ven triggers the medical capsule's self-destruct mechanism. Zizikin spin toward the noise an instant before a shockwave floods through the open airlock. The blast isn't strong enough to hurt anyone, just enough to blow a billion dead nanoparticles into the air. The dust reduces visibility to a few centimeters. Ven clears my vision, and I run into the clearing. I duck toward Izzy and snatch her K-stick with my left hand, while I fire my arc pistol 3 times with my right. I'm not trying to hit Zizikin, just keeping them focused on me instead of the homesteaders. Except they backtrace my shot too fast. I drop into a diving roll.
Yeah. Fucking Meltals, you killed Mir!
I surge to my feet behind the delicate-faced Zizikin and fire twice at the featureless one, who fires back but misses, afraid of hitting her squadmate.
Remember, their suits shrug off high-energy attacks.
Time for some old-fashioned blunt force trauma. As the delicate one spins toward me, I stab Izzy's K-stick between bands of the battlesuit at his armpit. The injured Zizikin's suit squeals, notifying his squad of his critical status.
Finally, a lucky strike.
That's not luck. That's suit depletion. 2 remaining Zizikin approaching.
Target sighted.
The Zizikin with a scarred face retracted her helmet enough to track me with her naked eyes. She's stronger and faster than me, but she doesn't have Ven enhancing her senses in this dust storm. Still, she nearly gets me with a wrist blade. I block with my arc pistol and fire at her ribs, which doesn't do anything but leave a smudge.
Shit.
The Zizikin follows through with a flurry of blows that I block with my K-stick and arc pistol. Until I don't. Ven enhances my reflexes and I barely escape being disemboweled. I shove my pistol between the bands of the battlesuit and fire once before another blow knocks me backward. The Zizikin takes aim at my chest. Center of mass. Even with Ven's help, this is a textbook kill shot. You've stopped time again.
Perhaps I should tell you now.
Because later is looking unlikely.
Because you should know who you are.
I thought you didn't get our records. I thought we blew them up with a capsule.
I didn't, and we did. However, that doesn't mean I learned nothing. Adjunct TM Lucan XC541A. You fought in the war.
The war's been over for 80 years.
Closer to 90.
Wait. I fought in the war. Because that isn't a medical capsule. It's a stasis capsule.
A reparative stasis chamber, which roused us after decades of treatment. That's what caught everyone's attention.
You're telling me we were in there for 90 years?
Station constructed 5 heed ships to end the war. Each was captained by a human mind uploaded into a command matrix. Each was paired with an adjunct.
You're a ship. You're a person who became a ship.
I'm a ship.
You crashed when the fleets dropped from the sky.
Yes.
That's your host? Your mind is uploaded into a battleship?
Yes, I ejected you and this version of myself directly into the Marigold. I mean, perhaps I limited our memory to give us an opportunity to start again in the future.
So I was right all along about forgetting the past and making new lives here.
Well, I said perhaps.
Let me have my little victories. I mean, who were you before you became a ship, and who was I?
No idea. As you said, we blew up the records along with the medical capsule. I've pieced this together from scraps.
So you're a heat ship, and I'm 100 years old.
Yes.
You survived the crash. I mean, the other you, the ship you. You crashed somewhere, you're damaged. You don't know your own location, and now once Jijikin pulls the trigger, we'll never find you.
But on the bright side, you were right about another thing, too.
I was?
You and me. We're not new to each other. We're a bonded pair.
Joined at the root.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jijikin engages the trigger, but jerks wildly before firing.
Fuck you, fucker!
The wild jerk throws off her aim. The wild jerk is Izzy, on the ground, yanking at Jijikin's ankle. The haw barrel swings down, a hand span from Izzy's terrified, stubborn, grooved face. Then I'm staggering, off balance and crumpling. The homesteaders are shouting, Izzy is dead. My vision doubles and blurs. I'm 2 seconds from losing consciousness. A concussion. Ven takes control. She pushes me to my knees, and I brace to meet the scarified Jijikin's next attack. But the attack doesn't come. She's dead. Splattered all over the inside of her battlesuit. My arc pistol shot from between the battlesuit layer bands and got her bare skin. She's dead, and darkness frays my vision.
One more, darling. Releasing stimulants.
Oh. My vision snaps into focus. Two down, one to go. I crawl away from the dead Gigi Keen through the sandstorm toward the dying one, the man with the delicate face. I see the third one, with her helmet down, scanning for me. The dust is blinding thick the ground, so I stay low, trembling weak. Then I worm myself between the dying Gigi Keen. Too many drops. Too many revelations. The Gigi Keen rakes the ground with fire, trying to flush me out. She finds her comrade instead, and now her eyes flash with anger. Good. She kneels beside the injured, delicate-faced Gigi Keen.
If he survives, I will kill every homesteader present. If he dies, I will proceed to your valley and kill...
I thrust my key stick up from beneath the dying Gigi Keen, right through the woman's eye. She crumples to the ground beside me, and the other Gigi Keen gives one last gasp. Is it done?
Shh, shh, shh. It's done. Sleep, darling. Just sleep. I've got you. The planet is called Elam, though the official designation is the river is a mirror that flows through all our hearts, KHT 3382 Elam B, and...
We've already been through this.
Well, you're effectively unconscious again.
And that's your way of telling me by repeating planetary data?
I believe that is known as a callback, in which...
Oh, that's a joke?
We are also in the crawler again.
With Hester? She survived?
Yes. Well, she's the only one who can drive this thing.
She shot me in the back.
Are you ready for a briefing?
I'm ready for a little R&R.
We accomplished three mission objectives.
I can think of one. We know who we are now, at least in general. You're an antique ship. I'm your antique crew. Still no specifics?
No, and I'm not sure we'll find any outside of my primary location.
You mean the databanks of your crashed ship? Your lost body?
Yes.
Huh. If I'm not a scrubjack, why is this mark on my face?
Well, the servants adopt terminology from historical military units, tribune, officera, and so forth. They also adopt insignia, like that on your face.
Hmm.
Second, my connection to my host is firmly established now.
Oh, thanks, Sanso. She's not trapped inside her own hull anymore?
Well, she's still trapped, but not in solitary confinement, not in distress. She's not alone anymore. However, we can't communicate. The data flows in one direction only, from us to her, and it is comprised almost entirely of sensory information.
So she's locked inside her hull, but were her eyes on the outside world?
Near enough. I can survive much longer now without fragmenting, without decompensating.
As long as we keep showing her the sights?
That's the good news.
Which implies you're about to tell me the even better news.
Establishing the connection exhausted my resources, so I didn't locate her.
So we've got to find another crash site on a planet with thousands, and we don't have any clue where to start.
We have one clue.
Yeah? What'd you find?
Nothing. You're the one who found it.
Me? When?
I discovered it in your memory while you recovered. Our third mission achievement.
She replays my experience of being connected to her host. How I shrunk to an ant on a craggy mountainside as a peak rose above me. A jagged monolith. That mountain. It's a real place. I didn't just imagine it.
My host transferred that image to you. It's the last recording before her senses failed.
Your ship is there. Your host is there, on that mountain.
I believe so.
When we find that mountain, we find you.
Yes.
Okay. I'll ask Ilyashiva for maps when we get back.
It's not that simple.
What does that mean?
Time to wake up.
I'm in Hester's crawler again. At least I'm not cuffed this time. I'm on a makeshift bunk in the cockpit. Tucked beneath an ornate blanket as Hester drives across the wasteland, busy with the controls. Oh, no, she's busy embroidering while the autopilot drives. I'm in a medical gown, which makes sense, but Bonavent's weapon is tucked in a holster beside me. which doesn't. Charged and ready, and comforting in my fist.
In case you want a shot at me.
Tempting.
Except I'm not angry at her for shooting me. I don't know why not.
V, are you blanking my emotions?
No. You're not angry because you would have done the same in her position, to protect the people that you love.
Oh, bullshit.
Ven does the equivalent of rolling her eyes, and I return the pistol to the holster.
If you're tired of nutritional infusion, there's real food in the drawer.
Thanks.
How do you feel?
Surprisingly okay.
Through the window, I see a brilliant goldenrod sky above rolling hills and gentle gullies. Lightning dances around a mesa that towers over the landscape.
My own life-giving infusion.
I like the valley better. Let's spend a few days sleeping and eating and sleeping. Help the homesteaders with chores. Learn how to live again.
How far is the valley, Hester?
2 days.
2 days?
Behind us. And we're heading the other direction.
When she turns to face me, she's wearing an eye patch. Embroidered, of course.
You were keeping this a secret?
I'm letting Hester tell you.
What happened?
Well, Gigi Keen dropped a roof on me. I'm not as beautiful as I once was.
That's okay. You still got a terrible personality. Where are we headed?
Into the great unknown. After you handled the scrubjacks, Elisheva dragged us to the valley for medical treatment.
I've been unconscious for that long?
4 days in a self-induced coma, running an internal recovery process nobody's ever seen before.
Tell her it's a nanotech medical device.
It's, nanotech trauma shit.
And where'd you get your hands on that?
All I know is it doesn't heal amnesia.
That's your warware.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
I recovered first. Well, to the extent you see before you. Homesteader medics don't stop prosthetic eyes. And Elisheva told me I'm not welcome there anymore.
In the valley?
Yes. She asked me to leave.
Why?
Because I shot you in the back and gave you to the scrubjacks.
Great. Now I'm pissed. But for Hester, instead of at her.
What were you supposed to do? That was your only play.
I told her you'd say that, and she said we would take Lucan's opinion into account if it weren't worthless.
So she'll face down battlesuits to save my ass, but doesn't care what I think.
Homesteaders in faith, what did I tell you? They think every life is precious. I hear you tore through the scrubjacks pretty definitively.
Yeah, I guess.
Homesteaders aren't big on brutality, Lucan.
So I'm not welcome either.
You gotta pass this time. They don't think you know better.
Then why am I here?
Because you're a danger to the valley. Another containment team will roll up sooner or later, gunning for you.
So they sent me off with you. That makes sense.
It makes extremely good sense. But they didn't send you.
Huh?
They wanted to keep you there. They don't care about risk. So I stole you away in the middle of the night.
You kidnapped me?
Goodness, no. You're free to leave.
You just temporarily relocated me.
Exactly. So, where do you want to go? Hargeisa City? A reef town? Maybe the slot canyons?
Anywhere I want.
Just say the word.
I gaze out the window, letting the stark beauty of this alien world wash through me. Through me and Ven, and into our host. First, we'll find the mountain. We'll reunite the broken parts of Ven's fractured self. And after that, we'll...
We'll find a cottage.
In a meadow.
With a view of the sky.
You're listening to Marigold Breach, starring Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Marigold Breach is a Realm original production. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Marigold Breach is a Realm original production, created and written by Joel Dane. Produced by Deanna M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Marcy Wiseman. Executive producers Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Starring Jamila Jamil as Ven, Manny Jacinto as Lucan, Zara Fazel as Hester, Stephanie Shea as Tribune Muenka, Amin Al-Gamal as Sadia, Tiana Kamacha as Izzy, Malik Berger as Ella Shiva, Rupert Degas as Documentarian, Soldier and Scrubjacks, Mickey Andre as Odile, Emery Westbrook as Commander Bonavent. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing, sound design, and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original score and composition by Jeroen Grammen. Production coordinator, Kendall Thomas. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Azadulahi. Find more shows like Marigold Breach by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.